I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scherbel, and this week on Wordmaster, has the word minority outgrown its usefulness?
Minority means less than half. In the United States, members of non-European racial and ethnic groups are generally referred to as minorities.
Americans of European descent are still in the majority, but other groups are growing, so much so that in California, the last census found that Hispanics, blacks, and Asians were 51% of the state's population. California, America's most populous state, was proclaimed its first majority-minority state.
Similar changes have also taken place in the largest cities across the country, with whites either in the minority or close to it. So what does the future hold for the word minority? Reporter Philip Martin in Boston explores that question.
In December, Boston City Council voted unanimously to delete the term minority from official documents. The sponsor of the resolution, Councilor Charles Yancey, who is African American, says the term is insulting and stigmatizes people like himself.
I do believe that to continue to label people as minorities establishes almost a caste-like system in the United States where certain people will be permanently condemned to a status of second-class citizenship.
But that argument failed to sway Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, who later vetoed the resolution. A spokesperson says that the mayor was concerned that dropping the word minority from official city documents could undermine programs such as the Office of Minority Business, which depend on that very term to get special funding. That same concern was voiced by some in San Diego in March 1999, when that city's deputy mayor proposed eliminating minority from official records. 2 years later, he succeeded, and the term was removed, with little resistance or repercussions. But the campaign in San Diego, and now the one in Boston, have nevertheless prompted some people to ask, of all the terms on which to focus attention, why this one? And once you get rid of the term minority, what do you use in its place? On the campus of Boston College, some think they've found answers to those questions.
In advance of coming, word is sent out to entering freshmen that there is a new term in the lexicon of Boston College. We don't use the term minority, we use Ohana.
Donald Brown directs the Office of Ohana Student Programs, which focuses on retention and graduation of non-white students. The term Ohana has been in use at the school since 1979.
It means African Americans, Hispanics, Asian, and Native American.
The name change was the result of a campaign by Puerto Rican and black students who believed that they were being demeaned by the term minority. Donald Brown asserts that since the name alteration, retention rates for students of color at BC increased dramatically. Though the correlation between retention and the altered language is not proven, he says that most students have embraced the Ohana label as strongly as some have rejected being called minorities. Sitting at a Filipino society table, Scott Agulo says for him, the choice of terms is a no-brainer.
I prefer the term Ohana here at Boston College. I see the word minority as a pejorative, the word Ohana to be more neutral.
But Cindy Ah, a Korean-American from Florida, says the word Ohana took some getting used to.
When I first came to Boston College, I didn't think much of the Ohana acronym. It was just kind of placed upon me without choice. And as I began becoming more involved on campus, I realized that the term is really beneficial to the students. Instead of using the word minority, that's another way of saying you're Asian, you're Hispanic, you're African American, and you guys are all united.
It's a belief shared by students at other colleges and universities as well. At least 30, including the University of Alaska at Anchorage, Fairfield College in Connecticut, and Boston University, have all adopted the term Ohana in place of minority. Here at Boston City Hall, a sign on a door still reads, "The Office of Minority Business." Counselor Mickey Roach, a former high-ranking police official who dealt with racial disorder in Boston, says he will work with Mayor Menino to draft a compromise. Mr. Roach, who is white, says he is convinced that the term minority has outlived its usefulness.
The term minority in and of itself is not highly charged emotionally as other words are. But in a way, I think we've come to a point we just describe people physically as they are, tall, short, color of skin, whatever it is. And that could be one of the ways to go forward.
And if that doesn't work, says Mr. Roach, he may join with Councillor Yancey and others in an attempt to override the mayor's veto. an action that requires the votes of 9 of the 13 councilors. But most observers believe only a minority of them will vote to continue debate on this discordant issue.
Philip Martin, reporting from Boston, Massachusetts.
We leave you with a programming note. Wordmaster is joining the new program, Coast to Coast, on Thursday.
But you will hear a repeat broadcast on Sunday at this slightly earlier time.
We'll post all the details on our website at www.voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scherbel.